And I'm joined by C95's Shauna Foster. You also here on Z99 in Regina. And Shauna, another last day of school for us as parents. Our kids growing up fast. How are the tears today?
And yesterday, my little guy graduated kindergarten yesterday, and they had the full ceremony. Yeah. Of course, it was so precious, so adorable. And so we did that. But I am the person, I know, huge shocker, who got very sad even as a child on the last day of school. And I do now as a mom. I loved but also hated the last day of school because I was such a weirdo. I would get emotional. Because I knew I'd miss people. Like, I would miss my friends and miss the teachers. And now I'm just, like, reliving those moments through my kids.
I'm happy. School's done. I'm happy. No more lunches. Yeah. No more getting the kids up on time.
Schedule.
Let's go.
I hate the schedule.
It was Groundhog Day every day. Come on. Move it. Let's go.
How and why does it take them so long to brush their damn teeth? Like, for real. Yeah. Every single day.
And then at night.
And then there's just globs of toothpaste in the sink. Like, did you even do anything? Did you accomplish it?
Thank God. My kids aren't the only ones. You go in the bathroom, you look at the sink. What is going on here?
What has happened? Like, what has actually happened? Yes, no, that's not just you.
Okay, thanks.
We are same in that regard. But I knew it. I knew you'd be the type that was like, see ya, peace out, school. Yeah. Bye-bye. But yeah, it's exciting. The kickoff to summer. Canada Day long weekend now coming
up. Yeah, busy for everyone.
Okay, there's a couple of very Canadiana things that I want you to do this long weekend, and this is on my agenda. This is what I am doing because I've been saving it, the Celine Dion documentary.
Oh. Have two boxes of Kleenex.
Okay, people have told me they are gutted watching it. Like, they've warned me, being the big Celine Dion fan I am, like, you are going to be destroyed, Shauna Foster. Mm-hmm. You will be wrecked. So that's on my weekend schedule to watch that. But also something pretty cool, and again, very Canadiana, is the Nickelback documentary. Now, this was released to theaters a few months ago, and then they put it on some random streaming platform that nobody had and nobody wanted to get. That's been scrapped, and it's on Netflix this weekend.
Oh, really?
So you can watch this. It is like their rise to fame. There's all kinds of images of them growing up in Hanna, Alberta, and it's just a really good feel good, I think, documentary on Nickelback's rise to fame and the haters. Like, they address the haters of Nickelback. So, two kind of cool things to watch this weekend.
And at Nickelback, part of Country Thunder this year.
That's right.
And a lot of buildup for that festival with the 1 millionth fan and what they're going to get.
I know. That's so exciting. What do you think it is?
Well, they got two passes for life, I think.
I think for the rest of Country Thunders.
Yeah. And they get like a guitar signed by everybody, Luke Combs and everybody. And I don't know what else, money. Like, can you imagine what would go through your mind if you were that 1 million fan?
Well, in my heart of hearts, and I know that there's others that think and want this to happen, is that at some point, and Country Thunder has said it themselves, they would love Taylor Swift to play Country Thunder. Like, that would be insane, Justin, if that happened. Like, I can't even fathom it. Do you know that they're doing, with our friends Cassidy and Wheels in Z99 in Regina, they're doing a Taylor Swift dance party at Country Thunder, and we're going to try break some world records for, like, friendship bracelets and the amount of people at one dance party for Taylor Swift. She's going to pay attention. She's going to notice
us.
She is going to notice us. So I think there's going to be some fun surprises at Country Thunder.
C95, Shauna Foster, thanks so much for this. Have a great long weekend. We'll chat again soon.
Happy last day of school.